Rob helped Akeem adjust because they kind of play similar positions, have similar roles?
Yeah, he has, and I think everybody's helped Akeem a little bit. You know, he's kind of obviously very new to the situation and been asked to do some things pretty quickly, and Rob has helped him, and I think, you know, Donta Hightower and Jamie Collins have helped him. I think Vince Wilfork's, you know, I think the we've got a great team culture in that regard, you know, with guys in that role of leadership and helping the newer guys that have been brought in, and they all realize that we're about the same goal, and that's winning.
You know, the acclimation process, you know, for a guy like Alan Branch, you know, what's that been like? What have you guys seen in him? And how helpful is the bye week for them to kind of catch back up to speed?
Yeah, you know, I think the bye week is really important for Branch here. You know, it obviously gives him a chance to kind of get his feet up underneath of him. We kind of got him in there a little bit and knocked some rust off. But I think he understands he's got a ways to go in terms of learning the system and the communication and the calls and kind of how we do things around here. And it's been a few weeks since he's played, you know, back to training camp, so getting himself into football conditioning and getting some more padded work, which obviously when you're not with the team and you're on your own, you can't simulate that. So it'll be good for him to kind of, you know, transition here, and hopefully, you know, he can help us going forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, Brendan, what's it been like here, you know, for you just kind of joining a new team? And I don't know if the system's different than what you were in Minnesota, probably a little bit.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's a transition anytime you go to a new place. I've done it a couple of times now, and they're all unique. You know, they're not the same carbon copy. There's a certain number of things that are consistent, but when you're, you know, learning scheme and terminology and kind of the X's and O's of it, that part of it varies from place to place, and it's been really enjoyable, to be honest. It's been a lot of fun. I think that's how you grow. I think that's how you improve yourself. So that experience has been tremendous for me, really. It's been very beneficial, I think.
How did you end up here? Did you have any connections?
You know, I didn't. It kind of worked out, honestly. I didn't necessarily see it coming. It kind of just happened. But I had worked with a couple of guys on the staff prior, but I really didn't have any idea that anything was happening here, and Bill ended up calling me and asking if we could visit, and yeah, it ended up working out. So,
is coaching something you knew you always wanted to do?
You know, I thought that's what I might want to do. I left high school and I had some really influential high school coaches, and I kind of thought that's probably what I would do, is go be a high school coach. And it kind of, I started out on that path. I ended up coaching high school for a year, although when I was in college, there were a number of guys that were kind of older than me that went on and got into college coaching, and I ended up getting an opportunity to do that, and it's kind of gone from there. So,
what about any mentors or anything like that along the way?
Yeah, I've had a number, really, some tremendous ones, but and probably started early. And I'd say this, you know, you continue to have mentors as you go. You continue, you know, every head coach that I've ever worked for, I've taken something from them, and, you know, some tremendous assistance along the way. Although I'd say my high school coach, who's still there coaching today, is probably one of the most influential. Ken Leonard is his name.
So, and you know, you come here, defensive line, you get guys like Vince Wilfork, obviously Rob Ninkovich and Chandler Jones. Just what's been working with the group like?
You know, it's a great group. It's you got a mix of some older veteran guys who've been here a while. You've got some younger guys who are infused into that group. You've got some very good leadership with those older guys. You've got guys that have tremendous football knowledge and awareness. And the most pleasant thing for me, anyway, is you got guys that love the game, that enjoy working at the game, that enjoy the process of preparing. And that's fun as a coach. To have that type of a culture has been really pleasant to be around.
Been anything that's different about the way this team works than what you've been used to? Or
yeah, I'd say there's some differences. Although I think there's differences everywhere. If you go across the 32 teams in the league, I don't think any two of them are operating, you know, under the same blueprint. You know, I think there's some certainly some characteristics in every organization that are different. this one's obviously, you know, from the outside looking in, it's had a lot of success, and there certainly are a number of things that are different, so to speak. It's been interesting to see and kind of learn and be a part of that process, because obviously it's been successful. But, you know, I think you also realize that just because it has been successful doesn't mean that it's going to continue to be, because you're doing things the same way. And I think that's really what's been interesting. There's an open-mindedness here as well. It's not just, this is what we do, this is why we do it, because we've always done it this way. That's probably been the most interesting piece of it for me.
How's it been working with Dominic Easley, too? How's his growth been since coming in here?
It's been good. You know, he's a young guy. He's eager and anxious to learn. He's a talented kid. He's kind of, you know, battled through some of the injury stuff and whatnot. Hopefully we can kind of put some of that behind us and keep him healthy for a stretch here. And hopefully he can help us win. I'd say this, he's a guy that comes in and works to get better every day. And that part you appreciate.